Say it again.
Okay. I figured out how to fix the economy.
All right.
It's all about cutting taxes.
Okay.
Now you gotta realize, and I'm gonna give the example of Rockford and Detroit.
Okay.
All right, now Rockford's in a large debt, and Detroit is almost going bankrupt.
Okay.
Now you gotta imagine that they were, at one time, large manufacturing and factory hubs. Lots of business, lots of jobs. Taxes were higher, but people could afford it. There was spending, there were people working, there was business, everything was cycling perfectly.
Okay.
Then when something like war or a recession happened, then businesses realized, well, we got to cut costs. We can't stay here because the taxes are too high. So the businesses up and leave. A lot of people unemployed, and a lot of people who are unemployed realize there are no jobs here. So okay. I, too, am going to leave.
Okay.
Now, people like you and old man that are stuck here, then have to deal with the fact that Rockford is accustomed to a certain way of living and cannot reduce its taxes. So taxes go up because there's less people, there's less business. Taxes go up so that they can maintain the brand new 5-star jail and the Metro Center, and so that the cops can buy brand new cop cars even though there aren't policemen to drive them.
Okay.
So you can imagine. Poor people don't want to work. Because the government's taking a lot of their money out of their paychecks. As you can probably understand. And then people pinch what little pennies they have.
Mm-hmm.
And saving money's smart. But money saved doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't cycle through anything. Now, the only way to get the economy moving is to have an incentive to spend. Gas prices being too high. Inflation makes things too expensive. People stay at home. They don't want to go out. They don't want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with the lower class. These taxes went up for them first.
Uh-huh.
Then it started to affect the middle class. As the middle class started to disappear slowly.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're accustomed to a certain way of living as well. They have nicer houses, nicer cars. And when they realize the government's dipping into their savings, well, they have to pinch what pennies they have to keep that level of living going. So they're not spending. So the economy starts to slow down more and more. Now it's going to the expropriation of the wealthy, where they're being taxed ridiculously. Now wealthy businessmen and entrepreneurs, what do they think? Well, I can't raise my costs because then I'll lose my customer base. So I have to cut jobs. That's why layoffs happen. So then unemployment goes up. And then they say, well, it's too expensive because taxes are too high here for my company. So they go overseas, making jobs for other people. And investors say, well, there's no jobs here in America, so I'm going to invest in India, I'm going to invest in China. So we're losing more and more money in our economy. The key is, as Democrats have so often said, we have to raise taxes, and the idea that that revenue from the tax increase is going to cover their ass somehow. Republicans have always been about lower class and lowering taxes. And I have come to realize that Washington is not going to answer anything. There's no solutions in Washington for the problems of the economy. Because senators and representatives that are supposed to represent the people of the districts and states they're supposed to represent cannot get past the personal bias that they have and their own personal judgments to make an accurate decision. So there's always going to be headbutting. That's why no decisions have been made. So what the key is you've got to lower taxes. Cut taxes, cut spending. You got to realize that Congress and the executive branch, the Supreme Branch, what is on their mind? The healthcare system. Gay marriage. You're spending a lot of money on these ideas, these programs, putting these congressmen, House representatives, millions of dollars just for their salary to sit in a room and debate about gay marriage. When really you have the main things, the economy, the real estate market, unemployment. That's too hard for people to deal with, so we're going to deal with gay marriage and Obamacare. But you got to cut taxes, cut spending, and then the wealthy business class comes back in, realizes, well,